In today's Health and Wellbeing podcast, I'm going to be talking to you about how to cope in hot weather. Many of us welcome hot weather, but when it's too hot, there are health risks. During heat waves, more people than usual get seriously ill or die. When hot weather hits, make sure it doesn't harm you or anyone you know. The main risks posed by a heatwave are dehydration, not drinking enough water, overheating, which can make symptoms worse for people who already have problems with their heart or breathing, and heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Well, who's most at risk? A heatwave can affect anyone, but some people are more vulnerable, including older people, especially those aged 65 and over, babies and young children aged 5 years and under, people who are pregnant or who have serious long-term conditions such as heart problems, breathing problems, dementia, diabetes, kidney disease, Parkinson's disease, mobility problems, mental health problems, or drug or alcohol addiction, people who live alone and may be unable to care for themselves, people who are on multiple medicines or medicines that may make them more likely to be badly affected by hot weather, people who are already ill and dehydrated from diarrhea and vomiting, for example, people who are homeless or who work or spend a lot of time outside, particularly if they're physically active, such as runners, cyclists, and walkers, and finally, people whose jobs involve manual labour. Here are some tips for coping in hot weather. Keep out of the heat if you can. If you have to go outside, stay in the shade, especially between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Wear sunscreen, a hat, and light clothes, and avoid exercise or activity that makes you hotter. Cool yourself down. Have cold food and regular cold drinks. Drink extra fluids, but avoid alcohol, caffeine, and hot drinks, and have a cool shower or put cool water on your skin or clothes. Keep your living space cool. Close windows, curtains, and blinds during the day, and open them at night when the temperature outside has gone down. Electric fans can help if the temperature is below 35 degrees. Check the temperature of rooms, especially where people at higher risk live and sleep, and make sure to check on anyone who's at higher risk from the heat. For more information, you can visit the website gov.uk/heat. You can also get help from the Environmental Health Office at your local council if you think a hot house is affecting your health or someone else's. They can inspect a rented home for hazards to health, including excess heat. Most important is to watch out for signs of heat-related illness. Heat exhaustion doesn't usually need emergency medical help if you can cool down within 30 minutes. If it turns into heat stroke, it needs to be treated as an emergency. So here are some of the symptoms of heat exhaustion. Tiredness, dizziness, headache, feeling sick or being sick, excessive sweating and skin becoming pale and clammy. A change in skin colour can be harder to see on brown or black skin. Cramps in the arms, leg and stomach, a high temperature, being very thirsty, or feeling irritable. The symptoms of heat exhaustion are often the same in adults and children. And if someone is showing signs of heat exhaustion, they need to be cooled down and given fluids. The symptoms of heat stroke include a very high temperature, hot skin without sweating, fast breathing and a fast heartbeat, confusion and restlessness, seizure, maybe a fit, or loss of consciousness. Heat stroke is a medical emergency. Get immediate medical help if someone has the symptoms of heat stroke. Here are some things you can do to cool someone down. If someone has heat exhaustion, follow these 4 steps. Move them to a cool place. Remove all unnecessary clothing like a jacket or socks. Give them plenty of water to drink. You can also give them an isotonic sports drink or oral rehydration powder that you mix with water, which will help replace salt lost through sweating. Cool their skin, spray or sponge them with cool water and fan them. Cold packs wrapped in a cloth and put under the armpits or on the neck are good too. Stay with them till they're better. They should start to cool down and feel better within 30 minutes. If you or someone else have symptoms of heat exhaustion that you're struggling to treat or you need advice about, you can call 111 or get help from 111 online. You can find more information online at the NHS website www.nhs.uk and search heatwave.